For Lee Strobel, a near-death experience really changed his perspective on God's grace. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Lee shares what he's learned.
I had an experience a few years ago where I almost died. My wife found me unconscious. I was taken to the emergency room. When I woke up, the doctor looked at me and said, "You're one step away from a coma, two steps away from dying." And I had a combination of illnesses at the time that caused hyponatremia, which is a drop in my blood sodium level. A result of that is mental confusion, hallucinations, unrealistic thoughts, and so forth. And in that mental confusion, I became irrationally convinced that God had walked away from me, that God had abandoned me.
And when his son began to pray with him and for him, Lee said things really began to change.
Through a prayer exercise, he sort of peeled away all of the personal identities that we come to God with. In other words, we peeled away. You're no longer a husband. You're no longer a father. You're no longer a grandfather. We just kind of systematically stripped all that away until all that was left was me as an adopted son of the Most High. And getting down to that fundamental relationship that I am clothed in Christ's righteousness, I am forgiven by him, I am adopted as God's son, and relating to God on that level was very profound. It reconnected me with God. And it made me realize afresh that, you know, even if I did lose everything, which I believed in my hallucinations that I had, it wouldn't matter because I would have the most important thing, which is a relationship with the God of the universe. So fortunately, I recovered from that illness, but I'm grateful it happened because it did reconnect me with God at a deep level of his grace.
Now that is an amazing story. God's love and grace are new every day and in every circumstance.